The race to be Idaho's next superintendent of public instruction is considered by political experts to be the Democrats' best chance at winning a statewide race this fall. Democrat Jana Jones is running against Republican Sherry Ibarra. Jones nearly won the seat 8 years ago, but lost in a close race to Tom Luna. Luna has served 2 terms since that win, but is not seeking a third. R. Scott Graff sat down with Jones, who says as a Democrat in a red state, she would make consensus building a primary focus.
My intent is to bring a coalition of folks together that will be bipartisan. It will include elected officials from the state, county, and city level. It will include education stakeholders, teachers, administrators, school board members, businesses, higher ed, parents, students, that will come together and talk about what are the issues that are affecting education in Idaho, what policy changes do we need, what kind of budgets do we need to look for. So when I go to the legislature in January, starting this year and every year during my term, I would be able to have not just Jana Jones, Democrats standing up there, it'd be Jana Jones, Superintendent of Public Instruction, with a coalition of folks who, regardless of politics, are all saying, this is about what's good for our kids, and we all support it.
Funding, is that the biggest education issue in Idaho right now?
When you talk to our districts, funding is one of the biggest issues. I think the other issue is the morale in our public schools. Funding has been hard, and it's been very hard on our district's ability to operate and provide the kind of education that they would like to be providing. But it's also been very hard on them to keep the morale up, to keep teachers employed, to keep them and recruit people to come to Idaho and work. Our classrooms are overcrowded. We have buildings that are falling apart. I mean, there's so many things going on based on where you live in this state. It's very, very difficult, and the morale is pretty low. And we need to turn that around. And my biggest goal is to have people in Idaho start feeling good about our schools again.
You have said that schools are not funded at an adequate level. So how do you convince lawmakers and the governor to make school funding a higher priority in Idaho?
Well, I have heard the governor's debates, and I've heard him actually say, no, our schools are not adequately funded. I don't think I need to convince the governor. I really don't think I need to convince the legislature, because I'm sure they're constituents have also been talking to them. I think we all know that that's just the reality. It's not just the reports that come out. Based on, you know, we have over 40 school districts that are on four-day school weeks because they can't afford to keep the lights on and the buses running and the heat going. We have classrooms with 33 kindergartners. Those are the reality of where we are. And it's not about how much we spend, I agree, but it's got to be enough that we can make sure that we can get the kids the instruction that they need and that we can recruit and retain quality teachers, because it's the teachers that make the big difference in outcomes for our kids.
Let's talk a little bit about tiered licensure. This is a push that many teachers are upset with because it ties evaluations to their licenses, which is essentially their ability to make a living as a teacher in the state of Idaho. They have to have that. Do you support this proposal?
I believe the intent of the governor's task force was to elevate the teaching profession.
This is the group of people where this idea came from.
That made the recommendation. What's happened, though, is in the group that is now working on the recommendations, they have pushed this forward, and not everybody was in agreement or at least could come to a consensus that they could live with it. And instead of sticking at the table and making it work, it's just been pushed forward. I believe that we need to really slow down, take a look at what the intent was, make sure that we have all the players at the table, and that we can come to a consensus on how to make this work effectively. And if there are issues, we need to work through those issues instead of saying, we're going to hurry to get this done. It's not worth the contention that it's already causing. And I want to make sure that it's done right and done well and not done quickly.
Jana Jones, thank you very much.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
That's Democratic candidate for Idaho Superintendent of Public Instruction, Jana Jones. She spoke with our Scott Graff. We're scheduled to interview Republican Sherry Ibarra today, and we will bring you that conversation here on KBSX tomorrow morning. You can let us know what you think about the big issues in education in Idaho. You can connect with our newsroom and keep the conversation going on our Facebook page. Just search Boise State Public Radio and click the like button.